Okay, so today we're going deep on city finances.
Right.
You know how much we love digging into these.
Absolutely love it.
And you've sent us a whole bunch of budget docs for Tecumseh, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're talking a solid decade plus, 2015 all the way through to what they're proposing for 2025.
So the goal is to figure out what's important, you know? Like, where is the city putting its money? What are their big plans? And is everything looking financially sound? All that without drowning in spreadsheets, of course.
Exactly. We want to extract those key insights, the big picture. And to do that, we've got the budgets themselves, right?
Oh.
But we also have these audit resolutions.
Right.
Those are where the city council actually signs off on things. And then to add some color, there are these statement of condition reports. So not just numbers, there's some narrative in there too.
Perfect. So to keep things focused, we'll be mostly looking at the general fund, anything for streets and alleys, the cemetery funds, and then the Tecumseh Utility Authority budget, which, by the way, looks like a whole different beast.
Oh, yeah, that one's a big one. But I think a good place to start might be the general fund. It's kind of the heart of the city's day-to-day operations.
Yeah, that makes sense. So flipping through the 2015 general fund budget, the first thing that jumps out is, they spent a lot more than they brought in. Like almost $2 million more, specifically $1,978,399 more.
Wow.
And here's the thing. If you look at the proposed budget for 2025, 10 years later, it's the same story. Spending is still planned to be way higher than revenue.
That's interesting. That kind of consistent pattern where they're spending more than they're taking in, that definitely raises some questions about how sustainable that is in the long run. I mean, are they dipping into savings, borrowing from other funds, or maybe they're just super optimistic about future income? Makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder. So, okay, where is the general fund getting its money? Sales tax is a big one. It's consistently there, and it's not small potatoes. They're projecting to pull in $1,150,000 from sales tax in 2025.
That makes sense. Sales tax revenue is often a good indicator of how well a city's economy is doing. The more people are spending, the more sales tax revenue the city gets. So having that steady stream of sales tax income gives Tecumseh a bit of financial predictability, which is always a good thing.
Now, where's all that general fund money going? I bet you can guess the two biggest slices of the pie, the police department and the fire department.
Yeah, public safety usually takes a big chunk of municipal budgets.
Oh, yeah, always. In 2025, they're looking at $1,220,000 for the police department and $708,000 for the fire department. You know, essential services, gotta keep people safe.
Exactly. These are core services that cities have to provide, and they don't come cheap. You've got salaries, equipment, training, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see how those costs break down and how they change over time.
Absolutely. But here's where things get really interesting. The capital outlay section. This is where we see those bigger one-time purchases. Back in 2016, they bought a police car, which is pretty standard, but they also invested in something you don't see every day, GIS mapping software.
Oh, that's cool. That's a smart investment. That kind of software can be used for a lot of different things, like planning, emergency response, even infrastructure management. It's like a behind-the-scenes tool that can make the whole city run more efficiently.
Exactly. Very strategic.
Yeah.
And then in 2025, we see body cameras for the police and a whole remodel planned for the fire station. So you see some shifts in priorities over time, more focus on accountability with the body cameras and maybe improving conditions for the firefighters with the remodel.
Makes sense. Needs change, technology evolves.
Yeah.
Cities have to adapt their spending to reflect that. And speaking of changing needs, the statements of condition reports mention this ongoing effort to resurface streets, which is a big project, and the plan to buy one new police car every single year, which, by the way, is a smart move to keep that fleet updated and prevent those unexpected breakdowns. Proactive, I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Now, switching gears a bit, the Street and Alley Fund. This one seems way more focused on specific projects, and the numbers jump around quite a bit. Like in 2023, they had $386,000 in revenue, but zero listed expenditures. Zero. Instead, they're transferring out $350,000.
Interesting. That could mean they're saving up for a really big road project down the line.
Yeah.
You know, building up that cash reserve to cover the cost.
Yeah, it could be. And where's that money coming from? Mostly motor vehicle tax and use tax. Logical, right?
Yeah, it makes sense to tie the funding for streets and alleys to the people who are actually using them. It's a way to ensure that the people who benefit from those roads are also contributing to their upkeep, sort of a user pays system.
And then in 2025, they've got a capital outlay of $350,000, all for road work.
So yeah, they're definitely serious about keeping those roads in good shape.
Now for something totally different, cemeteries.
Okay, yeah, cemeteries.
They've got a few different funds for this. The trust fund, the perpetual care fund, and just the care fund. These budgets are way smaller and a lot more stable, which makes sense. It's all about long-term upkeep, not building new stuff all the time.
Yeah, cemeteries are all about preservation, so it's not surprising that their finances are a bit more predictable. You're not dealing with the same kind of fluctuations you see in something like the general fund.
Right. And the perpetual care and care funds get most of their money from interest income and, get this, monument sales.
That's an interesting revenue source. But it makes sense, right? People buying monuments directly contribute to the care of the cemetery. It's like a self-sustaining system.
Exactly. And of course, most of the spending from these funds goes to, well, caring for the cemetery. Landscaping, mowing, all that good stuff.
Keeping it looking nice.
Yeah. And in 2025, they're planning on a new metal fence. Not a huge expense, but shows that even these smaller funds still need to invest in stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even with something like a cemetery, there are always going to be costs associated with maintaining the grounds and making sure it's a respectful and well-maintained place.
Okay, ready for some big numbers? Let's talk Tecumseh Utility Authority. This budget is on another level. We're talking $6,615,000 in projected operating revenue for 2025, and most of that is coming from electric service. So this utility authority, it's basically a big business within the city.
Yeah, utility services are essential. People need electricity, water, sewer, and running those systems costs a lot of money. So it's no surprise that the utility authority budget is so much bigger than the others. That huge revenue number from electricity, that just shows how important it is to the city's finances.
Now, their expenses, they're mostly in four buckets: administration, sewer treatment, water treatment, and the electric department. And, no surprises here, the electric department takes the biggest chunk. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Running an entire electrical grid is a huge operation.
Totally. It's a complex system that requires constant maintenance, upgrades, and skilled personnel. The fact that their biggest expense is the electric department really highlights the scale of that operation.
Now, one thing that stands out are these transfers, you know, money moving between different parts of the city. In 2023 and 2025, they're getting $600,000 transferred IN, but back in 2015, they had to transfer OUT $1,250,000.
Interesting. Those interfund transfers, they can sometimes give you clues about what's happening behind the scenes. Maybe they needed a big infusion of cash back in 2015 for a specific project, or maybe they were paying back a loan to another department. It's definitely something to dig into deeper.
Definitely. Okay, last thing for the utility authority, capital outlay. In 2025, they're planning on sewer line replacements, water treatment plant upgrades, new vehicles, practical stuff, but super important. Also, a new trench control system, a pond pump, and a skid steer. You know, the tools they need to get the job done.
It's all about investing in that essential infrastructure, making sure the city's utility services can keep up with demand and stay reliable for the long haul.
And just like with the general fund, the statements of condition give us some extra info. They specifically talk about ongoing upgrades to those sewer lines and the water treatment plant. So these aren't just one-off expenses. It's a long-term commitment.
Exactly. It's all connected. They're thinking ahead, planning for the future. That's always a good sign.
Okay, so stepping back and looking at all these different budgets together, what are the big takeaways? What's the story here?
Well, one thing that jumps out is just how much emphasis they put on infrastructure. We see it everywhere. Streets, water, sewer, they're clearly committed to maintaining and improving these essential systems.
Right, that's a huge theme. Another one is the fact that the general fund is consistently spending more than it brings in. Now, that doesn't mean disaster is imminent, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. It makes you wonder about those long-term strategies for financial stability.
Agreed. And then you've got the utility authority, which is this big, financially significant operation. They're bringing in a ton of revenue and making substantial investments in those vital utility services.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a critical part of the city's overall financial picture.
Absolutely. So big picture, Tecumseh is actively managing its money. They're focused on the future. They're investing in what matters. But that general fund deficit, that's the little cloud hanging over everything.
Right. That's the thing that makes you go, I wonder what their plan is to address that in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe that's a good place to leave our listeners with something to ponder. Knowing that the general fund is consistently in the red, what are some options for a city like Tecumseh to get back on solid financial ground?
Yeah, good question.
Maybe looking at ways to increase revenue, you know, finding new sources of income. Or maybe it's about finding efficiencies, doing more with less. Or even focusing on economic development, trying to boost the overall financial health of the city. Lots to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.